Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
All right, we are back here. Who's on my keys? Where are you going with those? Who's mine, boss? You're not leaving, are you?
No, and that thing, she left the keys here.
Okay. Well, again, we are doing live radio right now, and we have in studio, this is fantastic, because I'm a big fan of the Discovery Channel, but I'm a big fan of folks who can go out into the harshest terrain on the planet and survive, whether it's for 21 days, whether it's for 40 days, and who also were once an intern here at WATD. Yeah. I actually get a question. My significant other loves Naked and Afraid. She already shot me a question for you. And she goes, "Hi, Nicole. My name is Sandy. What was scarier, interning at WATD or being on Naked and Afraid?"
Oh, jeez. Oh, well, for my very first day at WATD, I was very nervous, probably just about as nervous as I was the first time I had to strip down in front of a big camera.
So. Oh, my God.
But you get used to it, and then you're around awesome people. And
What made you want to do a show like that?
I'm nuts.
That's awesome. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
No, I like to do extreme things. I did 4 years at Norwich University, martial arts from the time I was 6 years old till about the age of 27-ish. And I love to do those obstacle course races, Tough Mudder, Spartan races.
Oh, sure. So. Those are fantastic. Oh, God bless it. Oh, my God. What was it like interning here? Do you remember?
Oh, it was great. I had a blast working with Christine James, Rob Hakala, Dave Skill.
Wow.
Will and...
Will Perry?
Yep.
Oh.
And David Wolfson.
Sure. Wow. She's like naming them off. And then now you can add Kevin Tachi to the list as being here and chatting. Were you a fan of Naked and Afraid before doing it?
I actually happened to, but yes, I was a fan of the show. I happened to stumble across it when I was in Nantucket a long time ago, and they were marathoning the show, and they had just finished the first season.
Right.
I go, that is something I would love to do, and about 2 years later, I was shipping out to Nicaragua.
Wow. You mentioned doing the Tough Mudder. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that helped you get ready to do to be a survivalist, or did you have other training besides that?
Well, I did Outward Bound programs in high school. I've always been kind of an outdoorsy person.
Okay.
Survival's been an interest for me. I mean, I'm not the strongest. Like, I'm not on the level of Laura or Jeff or EJ, but... Yeah. I do like to consider myself as part of the pack, even though I'm more on the lower spectrum of it.
I mean, we witnessed you catching a turtle.
Yeah, then the turtle got away.
Got away, yeah. What are you going to do? Those things happen. But, I mean, again, being in Nicaragua for 21 days,
yep.
A lot of people can't do that. And this was, what, 3-4 years ago?
It'll be 3 years, 4 years ago this August.
Yeah. I mean, how were you contacted? Did you reach out to them? Did you send them a tape saying, "This is who I am"? Talk to us about the minutia.
Well, having wanted to do the show for a while, I happened to be invited to Blade Show in Atlanta, Georgia, in the summer of 2015, and there were a bunch of those who had completed the challenge there, and
Ooh.
As well as my boyfriend, he's done the challenge as well, and I started kind of picking their brain, you know, how do I go around trying to be a part of this, what you've done, and they gave me a link to go to, a person to contact, and I said, you know, this is me, this is who I am, I'd really like to give this a shot, if you want to talk to me, here's my contact information, and a month and a half later, I was shipping out to Nicaragua.
It was like you're walking through the woods, so you got like a production team with you following you, per se?
Most of the day, there is a production team with you. There's usually a producer, a sound engineer, and at least 1 to 2 cameras with you.
Wow. So you're not necessarily alone, but they don't give you any help.
No.
No. But so you walk in and you meet Angel. You're paired with Angel. What was that like?
First meeting Angel, it's kind of like, wow, that's another person. They do not have clothes on, and neither do I. This is either going to be very awkward or a lot of fun.
Right.
And it was right in the middle of awkward and fun.
And what's interesting, and folks who don't know, I want to say the earlier versions, I think you got to pick something, whether it was a knife, a pot, fire starter. I think they've evolved where there is a knife and a fire starter, and then you can bring something else. What was it that you were allowed to bring? Do you remember?
Well, my survival item, the first challenge, was a fire starter.
Okay.
And Angel's was a knife, okay. A kukri. So,
very nice.
And then we had the little kettle there, which saved us because you remember what that water looked like.
Sure. And anybody who is, and it's interesting, is, again, we're talking about the regular, the normal Naked and Afraid. That's the 21-day challenge where you're dropped somewhere. And then you have to find your way out to a pickup point somewhere. Mm-hmm. Right now, you are in the middle, and we're not going to get this. No spoilers here, boys and girls. You're in the middle of Naked and Afraid XL, the current season. We got to watch last night. So we can chat a little bit about that, but we're not going to go beyond that. We're just going to look forward to some of the stuff. Although I am really interested as to how well you have healed from the bug bites. We can talk about that afterwards. But
sure.
So talk to me about, this is somebody you don't know, this stranger. What goes through your head, like, on how are we going to talk? How are we going to get along? How are we going to work together? Are these things that are going through your head?
You kind of think of it as a blind date without clothes. So what's this person going to be like? How are they going to treat me? How should I treat them? How should I approach this situation? You know, where are they from? What kind of questions should I ask them just to kind of break the ice? Just a million different things are running through your mind. And after about 30 seconds of weird, then it becomes normal.
Bob, do you have a question?
It's I haven't watched the show a whole bunch, but I am impressed that we have a superstar here from Hanover. It's not
that
often.
And I believe she's a fourth degree black belt. So watch yourself.
I'm impressed. I really am. I'm impressed. I was going to ask you the same thing, Nicole, about the awkward part. How long does it take to get over the awkward part? And 30 seconds sounds like pretty quick time. So
well, that's what it was for me. I can't really speak for everybody else, but the first thing you strip down in front of is a camera. So you don't know where your partner is. And so stripping down in front of the camera the first time, it's like, all right, well, this is real. And I am in my birthday suit. Well, might as well get this party started.
It's an interesting thought process.
Now, you have to find, for 21 days, you have to find things to live off of, whether mm-hmm. you're hopeful that wherever you are, there may be some plants that are edible. You have to hope that there aren't predators that you're going to be competing with or annoying monkeys or anything like that. What was it like for you? What was the give us kind of what was the terrain like in trying to find things to sustain for the 21 days?
Well, Nicaragua is a lot more spread out, solid landscape versus the Philippines where we are.
Mm.
So, I mean, you go out, it could be any time of day, it could be in the morning, you know, all the nocturnal hunters are kind of starting to, you know, go into hiding, or it could be in the evening when they're starting to come out, or it could be in the height of the day where, you know, you see a big lizard sunning itself on a rock. You just kind of, it's all, in my opinion, it's timing, you know, you got to consider the weather. I mean, if it's pouring rain out, you're really not going to find much.
Right. Can't have no fire either unless you've built yourself quite a shelter.
Yeah, when it's pouring rain outside, it's best, you know, stay hunkered down, keep the fire going, keep yourself warm. The food can wait. Food is always the last priority. Water, shelter, fire, food.
Right. Any during the 21 days, what were some of the frustrations you had with dealing with a hunger and trying to at least maintain for 21 days? Because that's kind of the key. And I'm sure that anybody who has done it will tell you that there's a point in time where if you're not seeing success with fishing or catching something that'll give you 10 calories, mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, I should just go home.
Well, in any new situation, whether it's a Naked and Afraid challenge or starting off in college or going to a new school in general, there's an adjustment period. The first 3 days are difficult physically because you're acclimating to your environment. You're getting used to not eating on a regular basis. Your sleep pattern's off. You kind of got to get yourself into as much of a groove as possible. Just in a more simple way as if you were not, since you're not in the everyday rat race, so to speak. Yeah, for me, it was about 3 days to really adjust to being out there, because that was right around the end of day three is when the hunger pains went away.
Really? So they do subside?
They do.
Wow. It's because your body's probably feeding on itself?
Oh, yeah.
Did you lose any significant amounts of weight?
Well, can't disclose for this challenge of
how far.
I got. But for
Nicaragua.
For Nicaragua, I lost about 20 pounds.
My goodness. And you're slender as it is. Oh, my goodness.
I was, I should have stapled my clothes to me because they were just hanging there. It looked like a deflated balloon.
What's the first meal that do they give you just a small things, crackers and stuff, just to kind of get you used to sustenance?
Well, when we were extracted on the 21 day, they brought us over to the medic tent. They, you know, they took our blood pressure, kind of did a quick evaluation. There was fruit there, and some of the sweetest fruit I've ever had. And I took a bite my first bite of cantaloupe, and the tears started coming to my eyes. I'm like, it's really good. And then when we got back to the hotel and got all cleaned up and everything, then we had like a little party. And the first thing I ate, once I had all my clothes on and everything, was barbecued octopus.
No kidding.
It was very, very good.
Wow.
But you also got to get your body used to eating large amounts again, but it has to be gradual, which some people will do that, some will not. And my boyfriend asked me what I wanted when he picked me up from the airport. I asked for a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh.
This was an error.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, it was so processed. There was so much sugar in it.
Your body wasn't ready for it.
It felt like Mike Tyson just let me have it right in the stomach, just full on power punch right in the stomach.
Now, did the medics give you any warning as to using any care with fluids or anything that you may ingest?
Oh, they do. But at this point,
the body wants what the body wants.
The body wants what the body wants. You're absolutely right on that part.
See, 'cause I would have probably had like half a jar of peanut butter myself. That's just me. How would you rate the terrain in Nicaragua?
As far as difficulty goes?
As far as, I mean, temperature, difficulty, and dealing with some of the dangers there.
Had to be between a scale of 1 and 10, 10 being the worst. I'd say it falls like about a 7.5, 8-ish.
Okay. So if the producers called you up prior to this and said, and named off a particular terrain, toughest terrain, is there anywhere that you would not have gone? If they're like, oh, we're going to send you here, and you're like, yeah, no, I'm not going there. Nope.
Well, I mean, don't knock it till you try it. I mean,
good attitude.
I really love to travel, and when you find out where you're going, they don't say exactly where. Like, okay, you're going to be in this part of the world, but in this exact location. That's gradual leading up to it. It gives you time to research, prepare yourself, especially your feet. You definitely want to prepare your feet.
Right, yeah.
I was going on barefoot walks every morning, and because my feet were not fully prepared for Nicaragua. So
calluses and stuff, you got to be ready.
And 3 times a week I would put rubbing alcohol on my feet, which helped dry it up.
And
the callus became a lot more prominent than it was when I first did the challenge. And
did you pack any weight on? Did you go, I'm going to pack 20 or 30 pounds on just so my body has something to eat over the next 21 days so I can't catch anything?
Well, let's see. I shipped out to the Philippines. I was about 144 to 147 pounds.
Yeah, you're not that now.
No. I weighed myself the other morning. I think I was like 130.
No kidding. Bob, do you have a question? I'm like sitting here hogging this conversation
with
Naked and Afraid's Nicole Terry.
That's why God gave you 2 ears, Kevin, and 1 mouth. Sometimes you listen twice as much as you talk, and then you get to learn those things.
So you did the 21 days. Do you remember what your PSR, what they set your PSR at?
My initial PSR was a 5.9.
And for the boys and girls at home who don't know what a PSR is?
It's a primitive survival rating.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So when did you get the call going, hey, we're doing an XL. You want to come hang out for 40 days?
Well, I had been asked for previous seasons of XL, but I was in school, so it's like, all right, school is my priority.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I would love to, but I can't. But this time around, I wasn't in school, and I got the call. I'm like, yes, sign me up. I'm in.
Now, did it give you any indication who you might be paired up with, who might be going, or is it just totally the same, we're going to send you in? I would be curious if because I want to say earlier, I want to say season one, season two of Naked and Afraid XL, nobody knew that they were going to be with more than just maybe one or two people.
Right.
And they seemed, it was authentic, that they were surprised, saying, oh my God, there are more naked people here.
Yeah.
Was it the same thing for you? Did you realize that you're going to be with more than just one or two people? Because I think for the first couple of shows that we've seen, you are with Max and Angela.
Yes. Well, what I've seen with the other XL challenges, it's usually, you know, 4 groups of 3, so I expected that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, as you know, you start to merge eventually in the challenge, like you saw last night. Charlie, Duck, and Russell graced us with their presence.
Max looked really happy to see more people.
He was ecstatic.
Well, that's more meat for the bugs.
Right.
It's true. The bug bites that they suffered from, and we'll get into that in a moment as I keep teasing it, but I want to talk a little bit about the potion that you and Angela cooked up when we get a moment here. But so, yeah, it seemed that Max was very excited to see more people.
He was very, very happy to see them. You know, we were standing around, I just hear this shout, and then the next thing I know, oh, hey, there's more people here. Hey, guys. Welcome to the party.
But when that happens, is there any concerns of, okay, there are more? Because I've seen it in past Naked and Afraid XLs where, okay, just because you have more people, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have, while the percentage of success capturing food is there, it's also that sharing the little that you're able to catch, too.
Right. There's always that concern with more mouths to feed, fewer resources.
Mm.
But we try to look past that, think optimistically, that yes, there may be more of us, but we're going to try to find a way to make this work. So, it was great having them there, seeing them there on day 7. But I won't get into anywhere past that.
No. And I'm going to go back to the Nicaragua and also right up to last night's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched any of these episodes so far?
I have. I actually have been watching them at my friend's restaurant in Hyannis. It's a restaurant on Main Street called Murphy's on Main, and he's been a real gracious host in allowing me to go there and watch the show and bring my friends, bring my family. But even if my friends and family can't make it, I'm still welcome to come in and hang out and watch the show.
That's pretty good. That's definitely pretty cool. when you watch it, what do you think of the editing? Do you feel that the editing is accurate? Because I've watched reality shows and heard folks who've been in front of the camera. We've interviewed folks who've been in front of the camera going, yeah, it's pretty a pretty accurate depiction. But there are other people going, yeah, I don't think that they told the story. I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, I mean, with my Nicaragua episode, it was 500 plus hours of footage.
Oh.
So there's only so much they can use to build a fluidity to each episode without making it look choppy, because you can't show somebody yelling and screaming about something and then just pan over to someone, say, catching a bleep ton of bug bites like we had, and say, okay, what the heck are they yelling about? They can't be yelling about the bug bites, because, and then not really know where or what they're yelling for.
For, right.
So they kind of have to do what they can to make it look like everything is happening harmoniously, as harmoniously as possible.
So how did you come up, you and Angela found a plant and actually kind of cooked it up? And we saw that. We saw a lot of in last night's episode, Surviving the Sharks, where different groups were doing different things, whether it was trying to make a snorkel, the angle for the snorkel, or using a little bit of heated tar or pine to waterproof a boat. You guys made something to hopefully be a bug repellent.
Oh,
because you guys were chewed.
Oh my gosh, I have never experienced bug bites like that in my life. The most I've had of bug bites in one particular location of my body was probably, you know, 8 mosquito bites, because I forgot to put on mosquito repellent. I looked diseased. And it was an itching that just wouldn't go away. No matter, and you had to scratch yourself at a downward angle with the back of your fingernails, because if you scratched upward,
it'd be bleeding,
you'd become more prone to infection. Angela and I were out and about, and she happened to stumble across this plant that, in our research for the show, the challenge, that it was good for bug bites. And so she grabbed some, and we, you know, stewed it into some, like a bit of a paste, if you
then applied it,
and put some ash in it, fire ash, and put it on our skin. And
did you get any temporary relief?
Yes. Wow. So it did help.
Now, as you've been watching from home, we won't reveal, because I don't think your group has yet to encounter the 60-day challenge of Lara, Zara, and Jeff. Are you amazed that there are a group of individuals who are going even further, trying to do? Would you do 60 days?
I would definitely do 60 days.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to do it. I really would.
Wow, you're such an adventurous.
I mean, hat tip to both of them. I mean, they are two survivalists that I have looked up to, you know, through my ventures with the challenge. And I have met Lara before. I actually met her at that Blade show that I had gone to when I got tied in with Naked and Afraid. And she's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
She's wonderful.
She's wild. I follow her and the antlers, and knowing also that she is... she's a blacksmith.
Yep.
Forges her own. I actually had her in. She called in, and we talked about her book, about forging knives. And I'm like, oh my God, what don't you do? You know? And you actually mentioned your boyfriend. Didn't your boyfriend, isn't he on TV now? Didn't he just get like a bit part or something? Or is he on TV now, or am I wrong here?
He had a small part in a show on Investigation Discovery. The show's called Homicide City. The name of the episode is kind of...
It's okay.
Yeah.
I put you on the spot. You weren't expecting this.
But he had also done... His 21-day challenge was the series premiere of Naked and Afraid. It was season 1, episode 1.
I gotta look for him. Goodness, if I had known. I should have known. I apologize.
No, that's all right. He did XL1 in Colombia, and then he went back and did XL4 in South Africa.
I have to look again. I saw him vague just for a second. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I was doing more research on you, not necessarily on the boyfriend. Would you ever do it together with him? Because I think there has, this last season of Naked and Afraid, there was a couple. A married couple, I believe.
Yeah.
Or they were together in some manner.
I have not seen that segment, but yes, I do know exactly what you're talking about. Shane and I have agreed not to do a challenge.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not going to, you know, put our relationship on display for everybody else. Social media is one thing, but a internationally syndicated television show is another thing.
Right. Well, we're just about out of time. If your fans, if folks want to reach out to you, How can they do that? And can we get you back in at the end of, maybe we'll have yourself, maybe we'll have your significant other, and maybe we'll see if we can get some other alumni to call in or come down and talk about the ending of XL. You want to do that?
I would love to do that.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Bob, would you be here just to kind of be, you know, pretending you're listening and asking questions?
Moral support.
Moral support.
I'm very impressed. I'm going to start watching the show. I've only watched it a few times, Nicole, but just sitting here and listening.
It's amazing.
I'm impressed. I really am. I can't wait to get home and watch it.
But yeah, so if folks want to find out more or if they want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Well, I'm on Facebook. It's just,
that's how I got her.
It's just, you know, Nicole Terry. And I'm also on Instagram. It's kind of a long handle for Instagram, but
maybe if they Google your name, Nicole Terry,
yes,
it'll pop up.
Probably more than likely it'll pop up. Yeah.
I want to thank you again for coming in.
Absolutely, thank you so much.
And you know, hey, thank you so much for teaching us about being a survivalist, because you and a lot of the folks who do it, God bless you.
Oh.
You know. And we look forward. We're going to have you back in.
Absolutely.
And Bob will be here.
I will definitely be here. I'm impressed.
If you've missed any of tonight's Monday Night Talk, of course, we'll make sure the podcast is up in the next day or two. But until then, that's all the time that we have until next week at 6:15 p.m. Until then, have yourself a good night.